Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Are we doing this or what?
Let's go.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about Morningstar Farms, Pringles, chicken, and dinner at the new Planta location in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes!
We'll also try Vegan Rob's Brussels Sprouts Puffs. I know you're excited about these puffs, Dave.
I don't know why you insist on prioritizing the snacks that I don't want to get out of the studio and into the pantry.
Well, I was gonna, let's discuss, because
that's the point of this.
Okay, the other snack that we have available, which I brought over here,
is the voodoo.
Yeah, should we do the Zapp's voodoo pretzels?
No,
are you
you've
sure?
Already said this.
Well, we can unsay it.
We'd have to start over, and I don't want to spend the time.
All right, so we're going to do the Vegan Rob's Puffs, and we'll do those zombie, the voodoo chips another time.
So when you said, let's discuss, that was it?
Well, I said we could change, and you were like, no, let's not.
I thought you had more, like,
oh, well, what
ammo
I was,
for the discussion.
Oh, well.
That was a question.
Oh, well, I guess what I would, my counterpoint.
Sure.
It's still the intro. I think it's okay to change while we're still in the intro. Right, Toeheads?
No.
Toeheads, what do you think? Toeheads, get at us.
I
am quick, because we're recording right now. She's funny.
That's me laughing at your joke.
Oh, God.
Hey, so let's just get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Mm-mm.
Have I talked about that on here?
I'm sure, but if you'd like to re-up your bad food take, please.
Oh, you're so funny. I don't think I've talked on here about how I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Let's dive in.
No, this isn't a discussion. That's I don't it. Have any more ammo. I don't like them. They taste bad. They smell bad. They're having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else likes them. We went to the beach.
Oh.
And children were excited about Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
That's like the most anti-children thing.
In the 80s?
That's
different now. Brussels sprouts have come a long way, baby.
Wasn't there some thing about...
They taste different now.
All right. Can I finish?
Sure.
Wasn't there something about how they taste different now
Of an old...
Stop! Wasn't there something...
Yes.
About how the Brussels sprouts that we had in the 80s were either a different breed of Brussels sprout or a different strain or a different... had some different treatment to them that made them taste different than they do now?
Yeah, I think they're less bitter now, but I don't know the specifics. Okay. I just know that I've hear this a lot because...
I've hear this a lot.
I've hear this a lot. This because a lot. When you're a food blogger, people want to talk to you about food. And okay. I love talking about food.
I like to talk about food too.
Anyway, I've hear this a lot.
I've hear this a lot. Mm-hmm. I wish there was like a news segment where we could dig in on something like that.
That would be so, what a world that would be.
Yeah, that would take work and research.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like our thing.
No, no.
I did research once for this podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did. You saw, I came with notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and I came with the whole history of whatever we were talking about.
I was proud of you. That was a lot.
I didn't do it for you to be proud of me. I'm saying it made the episode like better.
Yeah.
If we did that sort of thing, it would be a better epi podcast.
It would be a better epi podcast.
It would be. But we won't. because we don't even have time to do this. You're checking your phone for texts during this to make sure we have enough time to do this.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to have a podcast where you talk so much, and by you, I mean me, talk so much about how bad the podcast is. Mm-hmm. And how difficult it is to do the podcast.
I love it and find it very encouraging.
But you don't find it. You don't find time to do it.
No.
Right.
Right. No. Hey.
I wouldn't do this podcast if I really thought it was bad.
I know.
But that doesn't mean I think it's good.
Dave, can we do our how you doings?
This is it. This is how we're doing.
Can we talk about how today was our kids' first day of school?
Do you need to set up each, like, portion of the show with a
yes,
how you doing?
Yes.
I think that's just every podcast starts with us getting in the tub together and testing the water, you know,
splashing.
Don't splash in the tub.
Oh, I'm a little,
the water's gonna get over the side.
I'm a little splashy.
The water's gonna get over the side.
Oh well,
and who's gonna clean that up?
That's true. It's gonna be me, probably. It'll be you.
Yeah, it is.
Historically,
me.
It'll be you.
I'm the tidy one.
No, I'm the tidy one. You're the clean one.
I think I'm the clean and tidy one.
No, incorrect.
I'm not tidy?
No.
You don't think I'm tidy?
No. I can't tell you how many times I've picked up an empty can of beer or soda that was on the kitchen counter next to the empty recycle bin.
Mm-hmm. No.
You would empty the recycle bin, but I am the one that's going, this shouldn't be on the counter. These shoes shouldn't be all over the foyer. They should be in this area.
My counter to that would be, the can is not out in the world. The can is on the counter next to the recycle bin. The can was probably placed there when the recycle bin was full.
No. Yeah. It happens too often.
No. No. I think it happens when it's full. I think it happens at night when I don't want to make noise and wake you up. Pretty thoughtful, if you ask me. But sure, I mean, if you want to look at it from one direction and only see that, I might recommend a book called Flatland to you.
I love that book.
Yeah. It's kind of a book about opening your perspective.
Yeah.
To maybe see things from other angles. Mm-hmm. I, for one, think that I'm very tidy. I think if you took... I think what we should do is post pictures of our cars. I think we should post side-by-side pictures of the insides of our cars. I think that's a fantastic idea. And if you're so, it's hard to see you from so high up on that hill of tidiness.
Yeah.
I think you, of course, would endorse this, right?
Y'all, my car is filthy. It is a disaster.
It looks like it has been robbed all the time. In the trunk, I learned this 2 weeks ago. In the trunk, there's a pile of leaves and sticks.
Oh, no. I'll clean my car this weekend.
In the trunk.
I'll clean it.
Not on the trunk. In the trunk, there's a pile of leaves and sticks. Like a nest. Did you want to keep talking about how we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. In the trunk.
In the trunk.
Don't get me started on the plastic bags.
I need to take this to Target.
And you let the dog sit in the front seat. I think there's a safety layer to that.
I think
first
so
off.
Too. She loves
but
it.
But also,
yeah.
When I get in the car, I'm sitting on the dog hair cover that I insisted we get because I'm a tidy person.
I ordered those unbidden.
That is a lie. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. That lie is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life.
In your life. And you live in the world. Life.
Let's pull up Amazon's purchase history and pull up dog seat covers.
Let's.
And I'll say my date and you say your date.
Sure.
And we'll do it live and we'll keep the results.
Great.
We're not editing this.
No.
We might not even get to food. All right. One, two, three. Wait. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
November
August 15th, 2022.
November 2021. You ordered them because you liked mine.
No,
correct.
I ordered mine because I wanted to be tidy.
6 months after me.
No, that's impossible.
No, you're right. It was 10 months after me.
No, that's impossible. I think that what happened. Mm-hmm. Is that I encouraged you to buy seat covers for your car.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And You got them.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked so well
mm-hmm.
that you encouraged me, mm-hmm. to follow my own dream.
That's probably what happened.
And get my own.
Yep.
And I it probably took 10 months to convince me because I'm so frugal.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing about you.
Oh my God. I'm so frugal that I say I really need to let the need for this product mm-hmm. bear itself out to me, make itself clear to me.
Go on.
And then I'll spend my hard-earned money on mm-hmm. it.
Yes, because in your classically frugal
fashion. I'm a thrifty boy.
He's a thrifty boy. You heard it here first, Toehead.
You're saying that sarcastically, like you don't think that I'm actually thrifty.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes. So, but I am tidy, is the thing. I think that I am tidy. I think your definition of tidy
mm-hmm.
may be limited. Maybe limited to, you only see what I do, you don't see what I don't do, and you don't see what you don't see.
Yes.
But you assume that because you don't see it, it means that nothing happened.
Yes.
My point is that all of the clutter you do not see
mm-hmm.
is clutter that I have cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Now, when we talk about cleanliness, no arguments there.
Oh, no, I'm filthy. I'm disgusting.
Yeah, and I'm very clean.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Correct.
Hygienically as well.
Yes.
Hygienically clean and also house clean
mm-hmm.
and car clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I would never argue that I was cleaner than you.
Yeah, because I'm clean.
And I'm disgusting.
No, I'm not saying that you're offering that.
Because it's true.
Okay.
Because I'm gross.
All right. Do you want to do Buffy Bites?
No, because I'm ahead of you.
So?
And
this isn't about you.
The thing you I want to... Okay, you have some Buffy Bites? Go. Let's do it.
You jumped on this Buffy thing.
I did.
When you saw me doing it.
Yes, I was like, that's a great idea. I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
I was like you with the seat cushions, but instead of waiting 10 months, I did it immediately. I wish that I knew how to spell that out because it would be title of app.
I told you I was doing Buffy. Hold on. This is Buffy Bites. That's fangs going in.
It's good.
Let's sink our teeth into some Buffy talk.
That is Buffy caliber sound effect.
It's the Buffy sound effect version of a visual effect. First off, okay, I wasn't even going to say this for Buffy Bites.
Yeah.
There's a point during the theme song.
Yeah.
Speaking of sound,
mm-hmm.
where there's the little scream. Oh, that drives me crazy. Oh, I get so mad.
Really?
Yes.
I love that part.
It's so smug. It captures the smugness of the show so well in the first seconds of it. Is it a real scream or is it a guitar riff?
I think it's a guitar riff, but they cut to someone screaming, so it looks like they're doing... I love it.
It's
I
Willow.
Think that's so great. Is it Willow?
I don't know. It really upsets me.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay.
Where did I leave off? Okay. Last Buffy Bites.
I have no idea. I'm sure that our fans that also like Buffy wouldn't mind you picking up at a new spot.
Well, I think I wasn't keen on Spike.
Oh, that's where I left it off. And Spike, the problematic fave.
I don't even think... Is he problematic? I think his acting is bad.
His acting is bad.
His makeup is bad.
Yeah.
But that's no different from... All the vampires' makeup is bad.
Yeah.
Right? But Spike, he's just chewing that scenery. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just chewing it.
Om nom nom.
He just peels it off and just like takes big bites of it while he walks around in his trench coats and his like platinum hair or his big peroxide hair. But I like him now.
Yeah?
At the end of that episode, he really fucked things up for the other vamps. And I was like, oh, okay, this guy's going there. And I really like it. It surprised me that he was like that. Not there with Drusilla yet.
Yeah.
A little too. I haven't seen enough of her.
I like that she is like a total manic pixie dream girl and a total agent of chaos. I enjoy that about her.
Okay.
Maybe less manic. She's like slow-mo pixie dream girl.
Okay.
But so chaotic. You never know what Drusilla's going to do. She's just going to do what she wants.
Yeah.
I like that about her. She's a liberated woman.
I still really don't like Xander.
Yeah, Xander takes a bit.
Does he?
Yeah, he gets better.
Does he get better? Because the listener comments that we got all supported my current stance on Xander.
He improves. In my memory, stancer. He improves. But there's a lot of seasons to go.
His lips curl up in like a little Jack Nicholson Joker way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. He can't help his face.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting he help his face.
Mean. Go on.
But he doesn't have to smile like that. It's a little pervy. His character is a little pervy. Yeah. And so the smile like leans into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I'm sitting here licking my lips,
mm-hmm.
that's different from like a pervert licking his lips, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, is this creeping you out?
Yes. Yes. The way that you've locked eyes with me to do it is pretty creepy.
But what if I did it like this?
Oh, God. Somehow worse.
That's what the old man would do. That's what a pervert would do.
Either way, it didn't go over.
Anyway. Get the perverts out of here is what I'm saying. Other thoughts about Buffy. I saw an episode that took place at Halloween, and I got very excited because I was like, this is a spooky show during the spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
This is like two great tastes together, right?
Yeah.
Or like a leveling up, you mm-hmm. know? It was corny. It was one where they all turn into whatever they're dressed as.
Yeah. There's actually that. There's payoff from that, though. Like, oh, yeah? They call back to that. Yeah. Like, they.
I think somebody spoiled that for me.
I won't.
The bazooka?
Oh, yeah. That he remembers his army stuff.
Somebody's.
That comes into play.
Okay.
Later. That's kind of neat, though. They get like new skills. You don't like that. Of course not.
I don't like
not.
That either.
Okay, cool.
But I'm enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. Guys, I'm trying to enjoy myself. I promise I'm not watching this looking for things to be upset about.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't waste my time like that. I love old TV. Older TV.
Yeah.
You gonna please back me up on this?
He does. I'm sorry. I've been in my head. I'm trying to think about how to make the comment I want to make without spoiling you. And I can't do it, so...
I'm starting to realize that Giles is like, the actor is like 5 years older than the other actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they treat him like an old man.
Yeah. It's at the so time, funny. I thought he was an old man, like when it came out.
Because he has glasses.
Yeah. And British.
And is a librarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those things.
So, all right, this episode I'm watching now, somebody came to the library and was like, I know what you're up to, Giles, you little wimp. And so I think he might be more than a librarian or more than I know he's more than a librarian. I watch closely, but I think he's more than a watcher.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something more.
Deep dark past?
I don't know. I think there's something more to this guy. I'm going to continue watching. What did they do to the little kid?
I don't remember.
Spike puts him in a little cage and raises him up, and the kid's like, but did he kill him?
Who knows?
You're being coy.
No, I don't remember.
Okay, so it doesn't come up again.
Or I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Gibson
Kitty did
50-50.
What did he do to the boy? And I'm on like first third of season two. So please get back to us and let me know, should I know what happened to the boy? Because the other thing is, I don't know if I mentioned, I'm very busy.
You are.
I can't put both eyes on this show for 100% of the episode.
No.
I look away. I get distracted. I get a little text.
Mm-hmm. I too screen it when I'm watching Buffy.
Somebody sends me a little Insty?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it.
You got to check your Menchies.
Oh, I don't get Menchies. Nobody ever Menchies me.
Oh. Talking Tofu Menchies you every Friday.
Yeah, I know. You're it. Oh, you can hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bandit's here, everyone. Bandit's got something to say.
I don't like Giles.
Bandit does not care for Giles. Bandit, I need you to go lay down.
Okay, that was Buffy Bites. Rawr! So are we talking takeout?
Yeah, let's talk takeout. So let's talk about our not one, but two visits to Planta.
That was going to be my first question. Are we talking about both?
Yeah, let's talk about both so we can talk about all the food that we ate, which was a lot. Our first visit to Planta, we went as a family.
That's right.
Was it for your birthday or Father's Day?
Great question. It was for a celebration of me day.
Of you.
I think it was my birthday.
Okay, so we went out to Planta.
Oh, it was because Father's Day, it opened at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're right. So we went for Dave's birthday. We went to Planta for dinner. It was a delight. Our child wore a suit.
That's right.
He was excited because it was his first time visiting a fancy restaurant, and he was really into that part of it and the fact that one of the menu items had truffles in it.
Yes. He wanted the most expensive thing on the menu.
Well, he wanted the thing with the truffles. And then I said, oh, of course it's the most expensive thing on the menu that you want. Then he got really into that as well. He was just into the whole experience. It made it really, really fun.
Yeah.
He was having the time of his life, and that made it like 10 times more fun for me.
So we got there. It's at the Krog District in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We've been to Planta before.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes. And I've been to the one in Chicago. And the menu is the same, but some stuff changes like periodically. So I have had some of the stuff that was on this menu.
Hold on. We're not even at the table yet. So we got there. It's in the Krog District. We walk in. The decor is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Can we take a moment to appreciate the decor?
Light.
High ceilings.
Modern.
Lot of light.
Lot of green.
Lot of tasteful deco-y treatment. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
We were seated by a big window on our first visit there.
Yes.
Which was lovely. You could see the Beltline. And then we were seated in the, like, I kind of think of that other area as like the main dining room.
Okay.
Which is a little bit more.
A little loungier.
A little loungier. Yeah. It has a different vibe.
Yeah. A little cramped in that area.
It is a little cramped in there. I was excited to sit there because I think the decor in there is awesome. But it's close quarters.
Yeah.
But it was still nice both times.
Hey, I was having fun.
So we started out. Should I talk about what I ordered on the first visit?
Well, we got our fancy drinks.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. So we got our fancy drinks. I got the spicy Narita, which is a non-alcoholic guava margarita. I thought it had a great flavor. I thought there was too much ice. I would have liked less ice, more drink.
Wow.
But I thought it was delicious.
Uh-huh.
And also, as soon as we sat down, when she took our drink order, I immediately ordered the thousand layer potato because I have had that at the Planta in Chicago. It was on their specials menu. And I was so excited that it was on the main menu in Atlanta and that we could get it anytime. And the thousand layer potato is...
I thought we were going to talk about the drinks.
I thought we were going to go in order of things that happened.
We all ordered our drinks first.
We all ordered our drinks. What did you get? Sorry.
So what I got was the charcoal bourbon sour, bourbon lemon activated charcoal. Are we going to talk about what we thought of it? Okay. I thought it was a little disappointing.
Oh, yeah. You did say that. And small.
Well, a whiskey sour is... I enjoy bourbon, but... the thing I don't like about a whiskey sour is how like tart and sour, like how not bourbon-y it tastes, you know? So I was setting myself up for that, but I still wanted to have a bourbon beverage. I wanted to try this activated charcoal. It came in a little flume.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought the pour was a little bit small for what it was. I was finished with the drink long before anybody else was.
Yeah, it was teeny. It was like two sips.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked fun. It was black because of the charcoal,
right?
Which was
and
cool.
The kiddo got the cucumber mule.
Yes, and he loved it. I had a sip of it, and it was nice. It was refreshing. He doesn't even like cucumber, and he enjoyed this.
That's the Seedlip Garden 108 Cucumber Thyme Rosemary Ginger Beer.
Mm, do you have the menu up?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what was in the spicy Narita? Because I just wrote guava margarita.
Three Spirit Livener, Lyra's Orange Sec, Guava, that might be a typo. Ooh, Schisandra. S-C-H-I-S-A-N-D-R-A. Schisandra.
You got it?
Cayenne and lime.
Oh, yeah, a little spicy. And yeah. It was pretty and it was tasty. I just wish that there had been, I guess, just more of it. I wish there had been a little bit more, especially at the price point.
Yeah. So then you ordered 1,000-layer crispy potatoes because you had a tip or you had gotten these in Chicago.
Yeah.
And you had been talking about these for the day.
Yeah. I had pumped the kid up about them. So these are, they cut the potato really thin with a mandolin and then they stack them up and deep fry it so that they're crispy. Then they top them with a dollop of vegan sour cream and then they top them with vegan caviar.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Light, fluffy, but dense potato-y at the same time.
Mm-hmm. The sour cream was so good, like tart and creamy, but not like overly in any direction flavor-wise, I thought. So it let like that caviar, which was like salty and fishy, really like pop.
My note on this one, portion too small.
Too small.
Against the grain for the rest of what we ordered at this place.
Yeah, usually the portion sizes for most stuff is like pretty generous.
Yeah.
But this was, you get four little 1-inch cubes of potato.
Yeah.
With a dollop of sour cream and a little like teaspoon of caviar on top.
Yeah.
I imagine maybe it's because the caviar is a lot to make. Like if they're spherizing and that's a lot of work. So you're probably paying for that time.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a big hearty appetizer, this is not it, but it is delicious.
It was very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like, whole thing felt like an indulgence.
Yeah.
Which is a testament to them. Like even when you're ordering the quote unquote normal food, you feel like you're really treating yourself.
Yeah.
But this felt like what rich people do.
Yeah. This was a rich people appetizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. I forgot the size of it. Anyway. So then let's talk about the rest of the things that we ordered.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So we ordered a lot of food and on this visit, not a lot of vegetables were happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all discussed what we were going to order. So we all kind of knew. And I decided to throw in the Baby Gem Caesar because I love a Caesar salad. But it did just seem like, why would you do that? Like a Caesar salad seems like not super exciting. I have to tell you, I think this was my favorite thing that we got.
This was, yeah, I think it was, it was better than expected.
Oh, so good.
I feel bad about the other thing saying this was the favorite thing, that is why.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff.
I'm thinking of one thing in particular.
So the lettuce was like tender, crispy, like young greens. That's what the Baby Gem is, a kind of lettuce. Mushroom, bacon, almond parmesan, and then pickled onions and capers. And then the Caesar dressing was just on point.
Yeah.
It
was so good.
Oh, gosh.
I was having so much fun eating it.
Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Kid liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a salad bro.
He ate the mushroom and was like, it's good. He ate a lot of mushrooms at this meal. He didn't like mushrooms. It's a
good thing because if you got a real mushroom aversion, Planta might not be for you.
No, a lot of mushrooms at
mushroom
Planta.
Leaning heavily on mushrooms.
So then for my entree, I got the caviar crunch roll.
Uh-huh.
Crispy mushroom, lettuce, avocado, and vegan unagi. I thought this was good, but I think I've had other sushi there and their other sushi is better.
Yeah. We got turned on to them through their sushi because we would order it in New York for like a light bite, light dinner when we were out doing stuff.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, sushi is like par for them.
Yeah. And I think I got this one specifically because it's not one that we've tried at the New York location.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll branch out. And, it wasn't my favorite thing.
Yeah,
it was. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't like at Planta. I feel like you're expecting to be wowed.
Yeah.
And this wasn't like wow worthy. It was good. Yeah. But it was like just good.
Yeah.
What about you? Your entree.
That's all you got?
I got the sushi. I got the salad.
Why did I feel like you got more?
I got the sushi.
Maybe we just talked about getting everything very seriously.
Because we just got so much food. So the kid got the udon noodles in truffle mushroom cream sauce with shaved truffles. And he loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Could not stop talking about how good it was. devoured it.
I think this is a good point to say that these dishes are meant to be shared.
Yeah.
They come out, they're meant to, they're not tapas, but they are meant to be shared. And I think that it's most apparent to me with this dish. Because yes, a 10-year-old child enjoyed a bowl of noodles. A grown-up's not going to just enjoy a bowl of noodles like that.
Yeah.
Like it was a little bit...
To be an entree, right. That would have needed to more. Like there was no other veggies in there.
Right.
No protein in there. But it's supposed to be a bunches of small bites.
As a scoop on your plate, that's a mosaic plate of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Has a great place there. I really enjoyed it. But I was like, I could get bored real fast with this.
Yeah. I wouldn't want just a big bowl of this as my main dish. But the kid loved it.
Oh, yeah.
He's 10.
Yeah.
And he was really excited to be eating truffles.
Yeah. I
Dave
had the chicken and waffle.
Yeah, you did.
Which is no longer on the menu.
Is it oyster mushroom chicken?
Oh, here it is.
Sorry. I was trying to remember since you said it wasn't there.
Chicken and waffle is the cornbread waffle, scallion, and hot agave.
Mm.
Cannot emphasize the hot part enough. So this was one big old waffle, big circle waffle, came out. With, mushroom chicken fried, great batter on top of it. And then just a drizzle like lava coming out of a volcano of hot agave that created a little bit of a pool at the bottom of the plate. And there were peppers in the hot agave.
Yeah, there were.
So there were like little jalapeno slices, other peppers going on in there. It was so good. I am not a chicken and waffles guy. It's too sweet. It's too savory. It's too far in two directions for me to eat at a meal. But I was here to indulge myself. I wanted, I had to be like I was tempted by it, but I was at a fancy restaurant. You don't order a chicken and waffle at a fancy restaurant. You order fancy food at a fancy restaurant. But then I said, you know what? You're a year older. Start acting like it. And I ordered the chicken and waffle, and I'm so glad I did. It was amazing.
Oh, so, so good. I couldn't stop stealing bites of it. Gosh, it was so good. We just shared everything and left so full, so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, delightful. So that was our first visit to Planta.
I do want to say.
Yeah.
Not a cheap restaurant.
No.
No, not a cheap restaurant.
The bill came. So it was Dave's birthday, so I was treating. So the bill came and Dave, I saw you glance at the check and I saw you blanch. You said, do you want to split it? Should we split it?
I asked if you wanted help with it.
Yeah.
Because it was a nice gesture of you to do, but that was a lot.
It was a lot. It was expensive.
The only reason I blanch is because I'm such a frugal person
that
I don't really see numbers like that.
Yeah, exactly.
In my day-to-day.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went back another time a couple of weeks later with some pals for a double date.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
We shared things once again, although it was more like you and I shared and then they shared and then we did a little cross share.
Did a little bit. We shared the Bang Bang Broccoli.
Ooh, yeah,
to start.
Y'all, I've been wanting their Bang Bang Broccoli for so long.
Yeah.
In Chicago, we didn't get it because it contains gluten and one of the two friends I was there with is allergic to gluten.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to poison her.
Yeah.
And I wanted her be able to share everything. Yeah. So I didn't get it there. And then at this other visit, we went for the potatoes instead of the Bang Bang Broccoli.
Okay.
Y'all. Ugh.
It was very good.
It was so good. Crispy, not too bready. The soy peanut sauce that is on it is so good. I can't believe you liked it because it was a peanut sauce.
Well, I'm versatile.
You are.
But I will tell you the idea of a hot peanut, like temperature wise, is like what I think about to make myself throw up if I'm feeling sick.
Yeah.
Like I think about hot peanut butter. And that'll usually be the thing that, so there's two things. Let's take a little detour and talk about the things that make me throw up.
Okay.
There's two things. One is hot peanut butter, the idea and the sensation of hot peanut butter. The other thing is a childhood friend of mine, his brother, kind of a weird guy, had a picture on his wall of his room that must have been like a podiatrist's picture of like an infected toenail.
Oh!
And he had it up.
Why?
And I don't know.
Gross.
But that is the image that I think of. So it's that and hot peanut butter.
Ugh. I just got a chill. I know. It was so
it's
gross.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Oh. So anyway, back to food.
Back to food. So we got bang bang broccoli.
Can we talk about this? This is, I had completely forgot.
Yeah.
So we're with our friends. And I'm raving about this Caesar salad. You know where I'm headed. Raving about the Caesar salad. They're not feeling it. I'm like, you're going to love it. We order it.
Yeah.
It arrives to us.
Yes.
Just a plate of salad. And I say, excuse
me. Oh, I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
Can we have tongs?
Because last time there were tongs so that we could dole out the salad.
Right. She says, I don't know if we have tongs. And I said, in a very Karen mode, last time there were tongs.
Just.
And she said, I'll go to the kitchen and I'll see about tongs. She goes, checks her phone for a minute, comes back, says, we're out of tongs. No tongs. So I can get you a knife and a fork, or a spoon and a fork, and then you can like do your salad that way. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
30 seconds later.
As I was saying, 30 seconds later, same server comes around the corner with a bowl of something for a table, two tables down.
It was a Caesar salad.
It was not a Caesar salad. Oh. It was a different dish. Tongs in the bowl. Tongs in the bowl.
Dave could not let it go.
Would you?
No.
I did let it go. I didn't say a word to the server about it again.
No.
But I stewed. I stewed on it. I stewed on it for two whole days. Yeah, how do you... You could say that entree needs tongs more than a salad does. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough tongs. So we've got to save our tongs because people are ordering a dish that requires tongs more than this.
Right.
I can wrap my head around that. I'm a reasonable person. Mm-hmm. We're out of tongs. Mm-hmm. And then 30 seconds later, you're walking by with tongs. It's a lie. It's just a lie. It's just a lie.
Yeah. She did lie to you.
It's a lie.
Dave hates lying.
Do you like it?
I don't love it.
Okay. Weird time to other me. So we made it work with the fork and spoon.
Slogged through.
Fork and spoon. They're huge slices of lettuce.
Yeah, they are big pieces leaves, of lettuce.
As they're known. Nature's slice. But a spoon's not going to do anything with that.
No. You're right. So we're going to call back to our first visit to Planta.
It's just weird though.
Yeah. Okay.
It's weird.
It is.
What a weird thing to lie about.
It is weird.
Did she not know? Did she not know where the tongs were?
I think it was her first week. I got big like first week energy from her. She seemed very confused and flustered and forgetting stuff. And like, she was just, we got a bad server.
That's why you ask your manager. I would have accepted. I don't know where the tongs are.
Yeah.
It's my first day. I would have gotten up and helped them find the tongs.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they didn't say that.
Probably so.
All right. What else do we get?
So on our first visit to Planta, we were sitting next to this other party and they were jazzed to be there as we were. And they ordered the chorizo pizza and it looked really good. And so we ordered it this time. Yes.
They ordered the vodka pizza.
Okay. They ordered a pizza and it looked really good. And we were like, let's get a pizza this time. Yeah. So we got the chorizo pizza.
You weren't feeling this.
No. Toeheads, you know that I don't like bread. Bread's not my thing. Pizza is, I don't get excited about pizza.
And I'll say again, pizza's with chicken and waffles on a list of things you don't order at a fancy restaurant.
Y'all, this pizza was incredible.
This is the best thing I ate all month.
It had spicy, toothsome chorizo. It had creamy lumps of cashew mozzarella all over it. There was some kind of a sweet, maple-y drizzle on top that went so well with like the spicy chorizo. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
Yeah,
I ate so much pizza.
So good.
Oh, so good.
There was one slice left.
There was. And it took so long to get a box that Dave ate the slice.
I ate the slice before the box came.
Yeah. We also ordered a dynamite roll. That was our friends ordered that.
Yeah.
And they let us try it. It was nice and it was veggie forward. It had a lot of greens inside. And then the last thing that we got was crispy rice with watermelon tuna and spicy mayo. I wrote. Yeah. Mayo.
Yeah.
They're little rectangles of crispy rice, and then it has their watermelon ahi tuna thing.
Yeah.
And then spicy mayo. Mm-hmm. Delightful. Also, another one of this portions that's not very big.
I just, so yeah, good. Not filling. Here's the thing. It's a lot for a little. Mm-hmm. Like,
that is not, their menu varies a lot. Like, the, if you're looking for filling, like a pizza is a great move. Yeah. The bang bang broccoli. Bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 Accidental, and I love it. But the crispy rice with watermelon tuna, delicious, but not bang for the buck.
Yeah.
That wraps up our two visits to Planta.
Yeah.
Dave.
Two tongs up. What about you?
Two tongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of two.
Yeah.
The tongs or thumbs.
Yeah.
God, I wish thumbs were tongs.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Would they open and close on their own? Like the muscles in your.
Yeah. It'd be like this, but your thumb. I'm moving two fingers.
No. I think the muscles in your hand heels would open and close them for you.
Yeah.
Like these things. Mm-hmm. What's this?
Your hand heel. Okay. This is the heel of your hand.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, this is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I take a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it for a little bit. We have a little fun. We have a little fun on it. And this roving reporter has lost the tab. So just give me just a secchi. Because this one's big. You're not going to want to miss it. Okay, here we go. This one is part of a larger article from vegnews.com. It's our pal Anna Starostanetskaya.
Give Anna the click.
You got to give Anna that click. This one from July 28th. Pretty fresh. This is kind of a headlines roundup, but I'm only going to talk about one because I'm very excited. Runny vegan eggs at Veggie Grill. Right?
That's all I needed to hear.
A runny yolk adds a certain unctuousness to just about anything, and now that anything includes vegan food. That's because this week, vegan chain Veggie Grill teamed up with Yo Egg, pioneers of plant-based sunny-side-up and poached eggs. Ugh. We're thrilled to be partnering with Yo Egg. T.K. Pillen, great name, Veggie Grill founder and CEO, said in a statement, Yo Egg sunny side up and poached eggs create uniquely compelling additions to our 100% plant-based menu and further our goal to bring guests the best of the plant-based world.
Ugh, I have been seeing Yo Eggs on Instagram and they look so good.
Well, we get some.
They're not in Atlanta yet. They're in New York.
Can't get them from GTFO?
Oh, I don't know. But you can't get them in New York. Yeah,
look into it. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to get your vegan food needs shipped right to you.
Disclaimer.
We are investors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look so good. They do what a runny egg would do, but no animals harmed. They look incredible.
I'm eager to try it.
I want to try it so bad.
Well, get on it.
I'm going to get on it. I'll look it up.
Let's go to New York.
Oh yeah. That might be cheaper.
All right.
Okay.
Is that news? Is that all we did?
I think we did it. Two tongs up.
Segment sucks. This is what happens when I don't play the song.
Hey, but you know what else wouldn't be only in New York? These ads.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're good at this.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And we're back.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, we sure are back.
We're back, and we are ready to discuss Morningstar Farms Chicken Fries Pringles Original, which is the full name transcribed from the package.
There's a whole second half of that article that I didn't read.
Oh.
But you seemed done. Okay. Yeah. I saw these at the Kroger in the freezer section. Surprise, surprise. I love the freezer section. I could spend all day in the freezer section. I have to make a run to Target after this record, and I plan to spend a little bit of time in the freezer section there as well.
Mm.
But I grabbed these, and I said, oh, baby. I said that to myself, not out loud. Pringles. I love Pringles. I like Pringles. I love them. I'll say I love them. They're not a good chip, but I love them.
Yeah, you can't stop eating them.
The first bite of a Pringle is great.
And then after you finish, you're like, I need another first bite of a Pringle.
Yeah, so I got them.
Yeah, you did. So we learned about these in a Toe News segment. You read about them in a Toe News segment, and we were like, we need these.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
Okay.
It was in a Toe News segment, and then you brought them, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're here.
Okay.
It was a collab, and you were excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there I was.
Yeah.
In the freezer section. I see these things. Had no idea they existed.
Except you did.
Was delighted. Said, oh, baby, to myself. Got them, bought them, brought them home. Got them, bought them, brought them. Get home, show them to you.
Mm-hmm.
As mentioned, you're delighted. They then go into the freezer and they stay there for weeks.
So
maybe
long.
Months.
Forever.
They just seemed too junky an option at any point.
Yeah, we haven't been doing as much late night air frying, mm-hmm. I feel like. And mm-hmm. that's what these are for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, otherwise, we've been air frying stuff to, like, go on a salad or, right. like, into a sandwich. And these just aren't, that's not the use case for these.
Yeah. I think that there's a case to be made, like, for like watching movies and stuff, like, I don't know, like evening snacking on these, but not nighttime, like a pizza roll type thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like family style. We're all watching the big game or watching a movie or doing something like, hey guys, I made Pringles fries, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
But I want to stay on, like, they just seemed too junky for me. More junky than like the Vegetizers or any of the other quote unquote junky,
they
like air fryer food.
Like they were gonna be yeah. so salty.
Yeah, that was, I love a collab.
I love a collab, and I like things that taste salty. I just don't like how I feel after.
So one day we finally bit the bullet and we made them, and I could not tell you how unfounded my concerns were.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, these are. There is nothing Pringly about these.
No, I could not detect Pringles at all. That yeah. was my main note, was yeah. like, they don't taste like Pringles, but yeah. they taste good.
Yeah, they were fine. They were chicken fingers.
Yeah, I thought the chicken to breading ratio was great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I expected these to be gimmicky, but they were great.
Yeah.
I really liked them.
Yep.
Would eat them again.
I would eat them again. I would not buy them again. There are better chicken, like, fingers or whatever out there. And I would just spend my money on those. I would simply spend my money on those. Mm-hmm. Morningstar has got a thing going where they're wrapping the chicken in interesting stuff. Their little buffalo bites are great.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend my money, I'm going to get one of those. I'm not going to get these Pringles. Oh. But I can't stress this enough. Keep up the collabs. Keep up the collabs. They're so fun. They remind me of the 90s.
Keep
on collabing, I say. We say.
Yeah, we do.
This one just missed the mark a little bit. Got a real Goober Grape feel from these, though. Do you remember Goober Grape?
Mm-mm.
All right, forget it.
Oh.
Well, it's the jar of peanut butter and jelly that were together in the jar.
Oh, Goober Grape. Oh, okay. I've seen that. I have not seen that brand of that.
There's only one brand. It's called Goober Grape.
No, Smucker's does one.
No, they don't. And if they do, it's called Goober Grape.
Okay.
Prove me wrong in front of me. Goober Grape by Smucker's.
Oh, yep, that's it.
Yes.
It's called Goober Grape.
Yeah, everybody. What's the bigger word on this jar?
I know.
It's also what you are right now. What is the bigger word right now?
It's Goober.
That's right. Being a total Goober.
Dave.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10... Don't Giles Deep Dark Past.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that's not a thing. You can't have more than one past.
On a scale of 1 to 10 Goober Grapes.
No, that's not a thing either.
I'm sorry, you go on.
On a scale of 1 to 10 Lies About Tongs. I give it 6 Lies About Tongs.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6 as well.
Yeah, you can tell a lot of lies about tongs, apparently. Previously, I would have said there's only like 1 or 2.
Yeah, but turns out there's many.
Yeah. All right. So that was Morningstar Farms Chicken Fries Pringles Original.
Yeah, it was.
It makes me wonder. That original part makes me wonder.
Yeah. Oh, are they going to do other flavors?
Makes me wonder.
Barbecue.
I got my little magnifying glass out. I'm sleuthing.
I don't know what flavors of Pringle are vegan.
I would assume that anything on this like would be a vegan version of that chip flavor.
I'm trying to think what flavors are they could draw from.
There's not any. So I'm saying that whatever Pringle they use would be a modified version of that Pringle.
You're right. Their barbecue has dairy in it. Pringles, get very on disappointing. The ball.
It's fine. We wouldn't buy it for very long. All right. Now we're going to eat some bad snacks. Brussels sprout puffs from Vegan Rob. Vegan Rob...
We've reviewed some Vegan Rob stuff before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his deal, though? Is he a pirate?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a plant guy. Look, I think he's this guy. Tree. I think that's him, the tree with arms.
Oh, God. I read a story when I was a kid about, I'm going to get it wrong, like somewhat wrong, but a guy came to a town. And he gave a bunch of the people in the town like wishing cards and they put their thumb on the card and they wished a wish.
Yeah.
And then they'd get monkey's pawed. Like it would be a wish that wasn't what they were expecting. Oh. And that would make their life worse.
Yeah.
And one of them was a young woman and her boyfriend, and the boyfriend was leaving and her wish was that the boy would put down roots and never leave again.
Oh, uh-oh.
And the boy turned into a tree. Boy's feet turned into roots and started to go into the ground, and then he turned into a tree. So I hope that that's not Vegan Rob.
I hope not too. That sounds awful.
Yeah. I wish I knew what that book was. I'd let our child read it.
So these are not just Brussels sprouts puffs, but they're made from sorghum.
I feel like everything he does is sorghum.
Is that right?
I don't know. Sorghum's come up with Vegan Rob before.
Mm-hmm. He does have a line of sorghum puffs.
More like Sorghum Rob, if you ask me.
More like Sorghum Rob is right. It says plant-based, crunchy good, and then it's certified vegan, gluten-free, kosher parv, and non-GMO. So it's got all the things. It's nothing in these.
All right. Here we go. Does it smell like Brussels sprouts?
I don't know.
Oh, a little bit. A little bit's enough.
Let me get another one. I'm hungry, so.
They're sweet. That's the sorghum.
And the cane sugar.
And probably the sugar. I don't mind these.
These taste like nothing.
I don't mind them. They're salty.
Ooh, they're good when I eat. Now I'm into them. Halfway through the second one, I was like, oh, there it is. Let me do a third one.
These aren't bad. I'd eat these. Best Brussels sprouts I've ever tasted.
Yeah, these are good. Texture's great. You can hear how crunchy they are.
Yeah, puffs. I mean, as vegans, we're pretty puff deprived.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it up. Keep it up, Sorghum Rob.
Yeah.
Keep it up, bud. We got a letter?
Yeah, we do.
Are they going to be nice to me?
You're going to love this letter.
No.
Carolina writes, just writing to tell you that I made Toho happen. Dim Sim Kitty just DM'd me and greeted me. Hello, fellow Toho. I feel like this is my moment. Never made anything happen before.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. What a delight.
Now, what's Toho?
She proposed that we call our fans the Tohos.
Oh, instead of Toeheads?
I think so.
Oh, I don't think I could call somebody a
No, hoe. No. Dave can't. No. He can't do that.
I don't think I could call somebody a hoe.
No. No. I agree. However.
You are going to?
No. But I love this friendship, this new friendship that's forming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking Tofu. Bringing vegans together across the globe.
Yeah. Ugh. Man, if they get tired of this podcast, it's all over. We're really in trouble.
Yeah, Carolina and Dim Sim Kitty, tell us what you want.
Yeah. And don't collaborate on letters, please.
Please collaborate on a letter. I'd love it.
Where did we land with the beet stain?
Came out.
Where did we land? That was the claim.
She sent us two pictures. It was a shadow. It was a shadow of the phone and the hand of the photo holder. I don't think I saw
the photo without the shadow is my point. I've only seen one picture of those pants.
Are you going to really dredge that up?
I've only seen what... Look, all I'm saying is I've only seen one picture of those pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not convinced from that picture that the stain had been removed.
Dim Sim Kitty, help us out. Tell us where we landed on that. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. A lot's happened.
Send photos, not gummies.
God.
JK, those gummies were fun.
Carolina, thank you for that letter. It truly made my day to read it. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really does help us out, and we just love reading your 5-star reviews. We might even read it on the pod. We will. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. You can find me at Glue and Glitter on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com, including recipes that have Brussels sprouts, Dave's nemesis, in them.
You can skip those. But go to, for everyone you want to see, skip it and look up another recipe instead. That way you still get the click.
Yeah.
And it's less Brussels sprouts in the world.
Give me the click.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.